Mitchell Parker was able to do something that Nationals pitchers weren't able to do for the last 14 years. What was that? I'll discuss next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code NATS at manscaped.com. That's promo code NATS at manscaped.com. And the best way that you can help me and this show is to give it a 5-star rating on your podcast player of choice and make sure and subscribe or follow the podcast. All right, in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about a relatively unknown pitcher within the Nationals organization. Unless you are an extreme Nationals nerd, you may not be familiar with the name Mitchell Parker, but he was able to get something done in his debut that hadn't been done for 14 years, and that was to pick up a win in his debut as a pitcher for the Nationals. There have been quite a few different pitchers between the last time it was done and last night: Lucas Giolito, Eric Fetty, Cade Cavalli, and Jackson Rutledge. So it had been some time since they had a pitcher that was able to get it done. And the interesting thing about it is it wasn't like he did it against the Pirates. It's not like he did it against this deplorable team. He did it against one of the best teams in Major League Baseball in the Los Angeles Dodgers. A huge thing for him. It had not been done since Steven Strasburg had done it on June 8th, 2010. The rookie starter made his big league debut for the Nationals and got credited for the win. A promising sign. And ultimately, what was it about Mitchell Parker that gave him the advantage? Why did the Nationals call him up in the first place? Because he likes to strike out a lot of batters. He did very well last season in Double A and Triple A ball. That is ultimately why he got the assignment. He put in 5 strong innings. This guy was previously kind of unknown, 24 years old, and was able to do it on the big stage again against the Dodgers, no less, one of the best in Major League Baseball. Davey Martinez says, though, the kid has a very low heartbeat. I've known that for a long time. Nothing seems to faze him. That's a tough team to face. And he did really, really well. And just taking a look at who he is, if you are not that familiar with the name, is that Parker was the Nationals' 5th round pick in 2020 draft and a 21st ranked prospect entering this season. He doesn't have quite the history that a lot of the other big name pitchers have, or the pedigree, if you will. So that was a bit of a head scratcher to a lot of Nationals fans, is why Parker. What makes him unique? And ultimately, like I said, it was what he did last season with 150 strikeouts with Double-A Harrisburg and Triple-A Rochester that really kind of set him apart. Now, the interesting thing is, how did he do? I mean, how did he fare the first time through? How did he fare the second time? He consistently played well through his entire outing. The question is will he be able to do it if he's pitching again? You know, say he gets another start here soon, will he be able to continue with his success? Because that is quite a feat to take down the Dodgers and pick up a win in your debut. This is something that hasn't been done for a long time. Talking about the fact of what he did, he said he was speechless. He said when he was informed, that's awesome. That's really awesome. So that was quite a thing. The first pitcher since Steven Strasburg to get it done. Quite an evening for him and the Nationals. But ultimately, what was behind his victory? I think that he got run support. That was one of the big things. Oftentimes, if you are a pitcher and, you know, the hitters on your team just aren't getting it done, that kind of puts the pressure on you to pitch perfect baseball. Otherwise, you know, there's a good chance that you're not going to win. But they did get that run support. Taking a look at it here, the Nats hadn't scored a first inning run in any of their first 15 games this season, the only team in the majors with that distinction. But they were able to get it done, and that is ultimately what helped out to the Nationals last evening. It was great, Martinez said of the early run. The guys played with a lot of energy. It was a tough loss for us yesterday in Oakland. They handled themselves really well today. I think that everyone wants to burn the video footage of the Nationals game against Oakland, the last game there, the rubber match. It was quite disgusting, I gotta say, but the Nationals had an about face and they did it against one of the best in Major League Baseball. So that is the big thing. How is he going to fare against some of the best? Parker would only allow the tying run in the bottom of the first. He gave up singles to Ohtani and Freeman. So, I mean, there was some questions if he was going to be able to work out of that. And then a sacrifice fly to Will Smith. He would surrender another run in the bottom of the second with Max Muncy doubling, then scoring on a pair of fly ball outs. All things considered, it could have been a lot worse, writes Masson. And it could have been a lot worse. You know, if you take a look at it, if the Nationals had lost last night, I don't think there would have been anyone really too surprised. You were putting a pitcher with not a real lengthy history in Major League Baseball, being that it was his first start, a guy that doesn't have the pedigree of some of the best pitchers in the Nationals organization. So if the Nationals would have lost, it would not have been that much of a surprise. But the real test... This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in the below-the-waist grooming. Clean out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and enjoy the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use code NATS, that's promo code N-A-T-S, for 20% off plus free shipping. After using Manscaped, I can finally say I have caught spring fever. Introducing the season's champ, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires. It also features dual LED lights to guide you through the winter's darkest winter debris. Navigate with confidence in your delicate areas. Hate making a mess? No need to worry. This bad boy is waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean. I love this thing because it comes with a compact case. I take it wherever I go. Spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions. Get the full grooming experience with Manscaped's signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit and Handyman Electric Face Shaver. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tool for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code NATS at manscaped.com. Nothing like spring cleaning in your pants.
Is how did Parker do the second time they got a look at him? Because oftentimes these hitters, they don't know what kind of pitcher you are, or there's not a lot of video to know what kind of pitcher you are. But he handled himself quite well with poise of a seasoned veteran. He retired the top lineup in order, striking out Ohtani with a nasty curveball, and then he navigated his way through the fourth with ease. Through the high pitch count of 75, there was some reason to wonder if that might be the end of his night. And I'm glad they didn't overwork him. I'm glad that the Nationals found a way to get it done, and they didn't have to overwork him, but he was able to pick up a big win in a game that meant a lot. It means a lot for the Nationals. The question, like I said, however, is he going to get another start, and how will he fare after there is more footage of him available? Talking about it, though, the run support he got, there was doubles by Jesse Winker, and Joey Gallo added another run in the third. And then 2 innings later, Luis Garcia put a stamp of things with one of the best at-bats of his career. Having worked the count full against Glasnow, he proceeded to drive a 3-2 slider the other way for a massive three-run homer to center and a 6-2 lead that would propel his rookie teammate to the victory lane. To be honest, he didn't impress me much, Garcia said via interpreter. I know what he has. I faced him this spring. He's a great pitcher. He has great stuff, and I'm happy for the moment for him because I know what he's capable of. So quite an evening for him. Again, ultimately, I hope that he does get another start and see if he has that same success that he did against the Dodgers. But to be clear here, quite an accomplishment for a rookie in his debut to pick up a big win against the Dodgers. And this is a team right now that is, you know, playing mediocre baseball. They could definitely stand to show some improvement. As of right now, we knew that. We knew that this was going to be a building block season. It's good to know that they have a lot of young talent that is down in the minors that can do well when called upon. But just a really great evening for Parker and the Nationals that they found a way to pick up an improbable win. Not impossible, but improbable, because if I had asked you before the game started, do you think that with the Nationals going with a relatively unknown pitcher in Mitchell Parker, do you think they'll pick up a win against one of the best in baseball? I think if you searched your heart of hearts, you would have probably said no, but he did just that. Mitchell Parker did the improbable by picking up a win against one of the best in baseball. All right, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network. Once again, make sure and check out our sponsors in Manscaped. Use promo code NATS at manscaped.com and take 20% off. Thanks to those that sponsor independent podcasting. I sure do appreciate it. All right, once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, and I'll talk to you again next time.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.